Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. There is so much disinformation and what's sometimes called information disorder that we continually see new terms for what we are experiencing. Let's get the latest from Julie Smith. She's a Webster University media instructor, international speaker, and author. Julie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Talk about some of the latest terms that we are seeing now to try to describe what we're dealing with out there in the disinformation sphere.
It's almost like you need a new dictionary every year, isn't it? A couple of my favorite new words. I really like word camouflage. And what that is when you would use, like if you're typing out a word, you would use the letter 3 instead of an E, so that sometimes any post that might get censored by a platform or flagged by a platform, it gets camouflaged and so you can continue to use it. I also really like the idea of fire hosing, and that's a propaganda technique where you hear the same message over and over continuously and very quickly, and it comes at you so fast you don't have time to figure out if it's real or not.
Yeah, just tell people the same thing until they believe it, right?
Right, right, and it comes at you like it's coming out of a fire hose. I also really like this this term called sock puppet. And that is when you create multiple accounts just to agree with yourself.
I like that thought, though.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So if you're not sure about how you feel, you know, if you're not sure if your opinion is going to be valued, then just create 20 different social media accounts to like and share and comment on what you posted to make you look brilliant.
I think we need to have a psychologist look at that.
Oh, can you imagine? I think a psychologist could probably look at all of this. Yeah.
The one that I noticed was cyborgs. Hybrid accounts that combine bot automation with occasional human input.
And I think that's really tricky because it's, you know, it's obvious sometimes when an account is a bot, but if you throw in some actual humanity, I think it makes them fly under the radar. And that gets tougher. Because I think it was last year, the Atlantic magazine says that 52% of the accounts on social media platforms are actually bots. And if some of those accounts throw in a little bit of humanity, I think it makes them much harder to spot.
Especially with the programs out there right now that you can click on to see if something is AI generated or not. And it tells you what the likelihood is that it's AI or human.
Right. And there are also sites where you can plug in like a social media platform username and it'll tell you if it's a bot. But with a little bit of humanity thrown in there, it might not show up as a bot. So it's extra tricky.
The other thing that I really don't like the name of it, digital humans. It's a conversational type of AI created using state-of-the-art computer-generated imagery. And I guess this kind of is like the virtual influencers, but I don't like calling it a human.
What would be a better term? Let's coin a better term for that right now.
I mean, I think right now, like a lot of us are calling them avatars.
That's what it seems like to me. And we've been creating avatars in our video games for years, right? But it's different when you can have a conversation with them.
Yeah, when you're interacting with them. Mm-hmm. Anything else that interested you out of this huge list that came out?
Well, I liked the updated form of phishing. Do you remember email phishing? And then there was spear phishing, which would be a fake email that came from someone that you actually knew. Then there was smishing, the weird text that you get about your delivery being delayed or something like that. Now there's vishing with a V because it's voice phishing. So voices are duplicated or imitated on phone scams. So they sound human. They might even sound like someone that you know. And they'll tell you that your taxes are late or there's a problem with your computer or a problem at the bank. And then if you're not really savvy, you're going to give out some proprietary information.
What do we do with all this? I mean, the fact that this information disorder has gotten so great that there's a whole glossary of terms to cover it.
I think what it symbolizes is that we are living in a time where it's impossible to tell what is real, meaningful, valid, and true. And AI is only going to make that more and more difficult, which I think is why we just have to have our antennas up all the time and try to verify everything, which takes time, but totally worth it.
That is media expert Julie Smith joining us this morning on KMOX. Thanks, Julie.
You bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.